Man, I feel him. I feel him so sweet in my soul.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You got your Bibles. Turn with me. Go into James. I'm sorry, 1 Peter.
Oh, precious God.
Ain't you glad you got an anchor tonight?
Amen.
Bless his holy name. Oh, Jesus. I had a complete another message for this church, and I got up this morning, began to pray, and Sister Maria sitting there in my study in the recliner there, I just started praying, just started weeping, just crying out to God. The Lord said, get your pen, and I'll give you something for the people. I said, okay. So 1 Peter 5 and 6, 1 Peter 5, and verse 6. Peter, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, wrote to the saints. He said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Oh, for a heart that bows before the Lord under his mighty hand.
Amen.
God says, if you'll do that, I'll lift you up from your low place and your downcastness. Verse 7, casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. You may be seated.
Mom.
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Mom.
That he may exalt you in due time. There's a due time God's got for every one of us.
Right.
We go through our low places and we have our trials. At times we're downcast. But if we'll humble ourselves and our heart before him, he said, it'll come a time that I will lift you up.
Yes.
How many knows he's a lifter of our head? He's a lifter upper. Praise God. Stay with me a little while. He careth for you, casting all of your cares upon him. In the Greek, it reads the cares. It means to cast all of your anxieties, cast all of your worries, cast all of your doubts, cast all of your fears, cast all of your troubles, the things that trouble your mind and trouble your heart. He said, if you'll bring them to me and cast them down at my feet, he said, I will lift you up. Praise me to the Lord. He careth for us. He loves us with an everlasting love. He knows when our head is bowed low. He knows when we're troubled in heart and in mind. He knows what goes on inside of us. He sees our fears. He knows what drags us down. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on, Brother Tommy.
Do you know where the most blessed place that you could ever be? Do you know where your soul can find help in the time of need? Do you know where? Do you know the place where you can find a refuge in the time of storm and trial? Do you know that sacred place where sins are forgiven and you can find rest and peace for your soul? Do you know where it's at? Hallelujah. I know God gave me this message for somebody. Oh, Lord, sometimes we're cast so far down. We're low. We have questions and we wonder and we say, God, I need you, Lord. I feel I've got troubles. I got worries. I have fears and doubts, dear God. And I need your touch. I need your guidance. I just need to know where you're at, Lord.
Come on,
yes,
come on.
Oh, God. That sacred place is at Jesus' feet. That place that you can find rest for your soul and blessed assurance in your heart is at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in the heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Bring your load to Jesus. Bring your cares and your burdens unto the Lord and lay them at his feet. How many knows he still cares? Raise your little hand and say, I know that the Lord cares. He knows right where I am. He knows my down city. He knows my thoughts afar off. He knows what troubles me. He knows the low place that I'm in. And he said, if you'll bring it unto me and humble yourself under the mighty hand, of God, he said, I will lift you up in due time. Can I tell us here tonight, if we'll keep waiting on the Lord, hallelujah, and trusting in him, there will come a new time that the Lord will come and he will visit us and he'll lift us back up. I'm glad that he's a lifter upper. Hallelujah, he's still the resurrection and the life. He's a way maker. He's a hope giver. Raise your little hand and praise him.
Thank you, Jesus.
I wrote everything this fast, so it's just the way I do. Your help here tonight is at the feet of the Son of God.
Yes.
When I'm in trouble and when I'm stressed. How many's ever had stress? You know stress will break you down. It'll tear you apart. It'll make you sick in your body. Stress will. Do you know that? Stress will get a hold of you and it pulls your mind apart. Your thoughts apart. Stress. When I'm stressed in my soul and when I'm pressed in my mind, I run to Jesus.
Yeah.
When my heart is overwhelmed within me, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Yeah.
For thou hast been my refuge in the time of trouble. Can you say there ain't no other place, Brother Tommy, that I can find help and find rest but in Jesus? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Cast all of your care upon me. For I care about you. Give him a little wave already in the church tonight. I'm not telling you he's good. Another soul that will wait upon him.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Lord, praise the Lord.
There's no other refuge. When the battles rage.
Well,
how many's ever had a battle?
Oh, yeah.
Surely not.
Come on.
We all have them.
That's true.
We have battles.
Yes, we do.
We're human.
That's right.
We're flesh.
Yes.
We get down.
Come on.
Holy Lord, in our minds. You know where that's where the devil will attack you. He'll just fill your mind and just one dart after another.
Right.
One dart after another. And we become stressed and pressed.
Yep.
Holy God. When the battles are raging. Brother Charles, and when I am fatigued, when I'm worn out, I make my way to Jesus and I fall at his dear feet.
Amen.
There's nobody like Jesus. You might say, preacher, you don't know how I feel here tonight. You don't know what I'm going through and I'm suffering. There's a battle, preacher, that I'm fighting in my mind. My soul is tired, Lord, and I'm so weary. You don't know, hallelujah. But can I tell you tonight that God knows right where you are? He sees you on the road of a day going to work and back from work. He knows you when you're on the couch in the living room, when you lay your head on the pillow to go to sleep of a night. God is there, and the Lord is aware of you. You can't go anywhere what the eyes of the Lord don't see you. He knows your trouble. He knows what's troubling you. Hallelujah. David said, if I'd make my bed in hell, he said, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and fly into the uttermost part of the sea, he said, Lord, lo, thou art thy there. There ain't no place that you could ever be, or any kind of condition that you could ever be in, of what the Lord ain't there. And he's aware of your trouble. He's aware of your problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on.
He knows our affliction. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Can I tell you, you've never been down a road that Jesus ain't already been down.
Yep.
Woo! Never. You've never suffered a trial that he ain't already went through.
Oh, yes, Lord.
He's already battled every sorrow.
Yeah.
He's already every worry and every fear. He's already felt your pain, your heart and your loss. He's already went through it all. He's the faithful high priest that has passed into the heavens, and he's now at the right hand of God. He's now our intercessor. He's our advocate. He's our mediator between us and God. Hallelujah. How many times I've come to the Lord and I said, Jesus, I need help. Would you tell the Father? I believe that's the word of God. Jesus goes to the Father in our stead and for us. Hallelujah. Ask the Father anything in my name and he will give it unto you. Lord, I'm down here in trouble. Jesus, I need you, dear Lord. You saved me a long time ago. I've come through many storms. I've been in the raging sea. I've had my troubles. I've had my afflictions. I've had my pain. I've suffered. Hallelujah. But Jesus, he looks at the Father and he says, Father, I look at the print of the nails in my hands. I know what they're going through. I've been down that road. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand and praise him.
Praise your Lord. Praise you.
Already been down it. I've suffered.
Yes.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
He goes to the Father for us.
Yes.
What a blessed high priest that we have.
Yeah.
What a go-between, a mediator. Thank you, Lord. For we have a great high priest.
Yes.
That is touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Yes.
Notice just for a minute. The Bible did not say that he was touched with our infirmities. The Bible said he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. The Son of God became the Son of Man, clothed in a human body.
Yeah.
And he went through everything that we could ever face.
Yes.
He knows exactly where you're at and what you're going through and how you feel.
Yeah.
Pain, suffering, sickness, loss, confusion, fear, doubts, worries.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Raise your one hand, precious Jesus. Lord, I love you. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, you know, Lord. Yes, you're aware. Yes, you care. Yes, Lord. There's people right here under the sound of my voice. God, tonight they're battling. They're battling, Lord. They're pressed. They're stressed, Lord. Holy Lord, they're looking into tomorrow. They're viewing themselves now, God. Hallelujah. But you're telling them, Jesus, that they're in your hand. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Yes.
He was in all points, A-L-L, tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Yes.
He is able, the scripture says, to succor them that are tempted. The Greek word for succor means he is able. He's went through it all, and he will relieve you, and he will help and aid you. Where's this place at? It's at his dear feet. It's at the throne of grace. Jesus is a saying out to those of suffering and perplexed, you just come to me. All you that are troubled and hurting, I come you tired and you weary, and I will give you rest for your soul.
Amen.
Come.
Yes, sir.
Come, hallelujah, to the Lord. All you that are heavy laden and broken. How many of you ever felt sometimes you just feel broken?
Yes.
You ever feel that way?
Yes.
Felt the Lord sweep over me right there. Sometimes you feel like you're out of joint.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
Oh, God.
I'm just out of place. I'm so troubled.
Come on.
I need him.
Yes.
You do.
Out of joint.
Yes.
I'm torn.
Come on.
Right.
I feel broken.
Come on, Tom.
I feel empty.
Come on.
Things has happened. How many knows that devil? He can make you so confused.
Right.
You don't know whether you're up or you don't know whether you're down. Come on, that's the enemy's trick.
Yep.
I don't know whether I'm in or whether I'm out.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I'm up. I don't know if I'm down. I'm out of joint.
Come on.
I'm hurting.
Come on.
Come on, you be surprised at the people that comes to God. I feel the Lord. You be surprised at our brothers and sisters that come and we worship and they're in our midst and they're broken. They'll shake your head. They'll hug your neck. They'll even smile at you. But they're so troubled inside of their soul. Raise your little hand and say, Jesus, touch my brother and touch my sister, Lord, I pray. You know where they're at, and you love them, and you care about them. Oh, Lord, come by my way, Jesus.
Come on, come on. Oh,
yes, come on. Praise you, Lord.
Come on.
Praise you, Lord. Cast in all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a great big God. Heaven of heavens cannot contain him, neither the earth can contain him, but yet he's so powerful, little that he can abide in our very heart. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Say it with me, due time.
My times are coming.
That's right.
My times are coming.
Yeah.
If I hold on, if I hold on and keep on praying and keep on serving, keep on being faithful, be faithful to the house of God. Come on. My times are coming. Yeah. Holy Lord, holy Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
He's able to secure. Praise God. Come, all ye that are heavy laden. Bring your burdens. And bow at my feet. I know you. I know you. And I have called you. And I have been with you. I have never left you. I have never walked out. I'm with you right now. I see the load you're carrying.
Yes.
Child, I'm aware and I care. So come and unload it all at my feet, and I will help you.
That's sweet.
I've already suffered it all. I'll help you. I'll sustain you. I'll lift you up. I still know how to touch you, save you, heal, and make a way for you.
Yes.
And I will deliver. When you feel that you've reached your limit, anybody's ever been there?
Amen.
You say, Tommy?
Amen.
I'm not there.
Come on.
How many's ever been in that place you feel like, Lord, I just can't take anymore?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I've reached. And just sometimes you feel like you've come to the end of the road. I'm at my limit. Lord, I feel like this load is crushing me.
Yeah.
It's pressing me. And I need you, dear Lord, to lift it. To lift the load. Jesus has said, bring it to me. I care.
Right, right.
Bring it to me. I care. I'll help you.
Come on, right.
I'll help you carry your load.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Come on.
I'll help you. I'll help you. Jesus never walks out. He's got a big long arm. He's got a big shoulder.
Yeah.
How many has ever felt sometimes you just, if I just had a shoulder to lean on, just had somebody that I could run to. Jesus said, I'm here. I care. Thank you. Thank you. He knows. Brother Ronnie, he knows. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmity. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, don't ask me where this is going. I don't know. When you feel that you've reached your limit, you can't go any farther. You stand with your back against the wall with 100 different questions. What, Lord, what? Which way? As I gaze into tomorrow, as I gaze into tomorrow to face the worries and the fears and the problems, what do I do? Jesus said, bring it all to me and bow at my feet, and I will help thee, and I will guide thee, and I will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I want you to know that Lord God's got a big long arm and a big mighty hand, and he said, I'll hold your right hand. Hallelujah, saying, be not dismayed or discouraged. I'll hold on to you. I'll lift you. I'll bear you on the eagle's wings. What was it he told through Moses unto the children of Israel out in the desert and the wilderness for 40 years? He said, I did bear you on eagle's wings, and I brought you unto myself. I took care of you when you thought you'd never make it over the raging Red Sea. He said, I parted the waters and I brought you across. I raised you above our head. I said, the Lord, he can make a way where they ain't any way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
He knows right where you are.
Yes.
Fear not.
Fear not.
So many times we worry. We worry in our minds.
Mom.
Stressed. And a lot of times it is not as big as what it really is. It's small, but yet the devil blows things so out of proportion and make them so big.
Jeez.
Your hope and your answer will always be Jesus. Listen. You hear it, Brother Gary? I hear in the distance the tread of the Master's feet.
Come on.
When you feel like you can't get to him, he'll come to you. When you feel like you can't make it to him, he will come to you. He still walks the highways and the byways. He still walks the dark hills. His footsteps are on the sea, and the waves are under his feet. He sees your storm that you're in. He'll come to your boat. He'll come to your rescue. When he speaks, the winds obey, and the waves hush their voice. He maketh the storm a calm. I'm telling you, your boat might be rocking, and the wind a blowing, and the waves are high. Hallelujah. Jesus is in the mountain praying. He looked down. It's almost 8 miles across the Sea of Galilee, and the Bible said they were in the middle or the midst of the sea. But Jesus praying to the Father up in the mountain, he had a vision, and he saw the disciples toiling and laboring to bring that old boat under control. We're going down, and Jesus came unto them walking up on the water saying, fear not. Hallelujah to God. Raise your little hand and praise him. Fear not. You're not going to go down.
Thank you, Lord.
You ain't gonna go down.
Amen.
You're here tonight. Jesus knows right where you are.
Yeah.
He knows how you're hurting. He sees all your questions and your wonderings. He sees you looking and trying to gaze in. What am I going to do, Lord? What am I going to do? What about tomorrow? And God said, if you hold to me, I'll hold your hand.
Amen.
Praise God. They want to come to the piano. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Precious Lord, precious Lord. Casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. I can see Jairus, some call him Jairus. Jesus is healing. Sight to the blind, he's given sight to the blind. He's healing those that deaf and dumb. The lame is walking. And Jairus hears about Jesus. His little 12-year-old girl, 12 years old. He's the ruler of the synagogue. And he goes a run into Jesus. Where else are you going to go? Where else can you really, really go but to Jesus? And he went run into Jesus. Listen. And he fell, F-E-L-L. He fell at his feet. And he said, Lord, have mercy.
My little daughter left at the point of death. He's down on his knees. He fell at Jesus' feet. You know, sometimes desperation, you'll bow before the Lord to say, God, I'm desperate. Jesus, my little daughter, lieth at the point of death. Will you come and lay your hands on her that she be healed and live? Jesus gets held up by a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. And all that transpired there, the woman that got healed, a throng of people pressing Jesus to touch him. The virtue went out of him. And all of that delay, they come another one from the synagogue and came and told Jairus, says, don't trouble the master anymore. Your daughter's dead. What was it Jesus said? Fear not. Fear not. Sometimes you get to a place you feel like it's the end. There ain't no hope in this situation. It's a loss. What am I going to do now? Could it have been his only daughter? I don't know. Only child? I don't know. But Jesus looked at him and said, fear not. He went with him to that house, put them all out, put Peter, James, and John with him, went inside and shut the door. Talitha kumai, daughter, I say unto thee, arise, you're just asleep. You're just asleep. Would you stand with me? You're just asleep. When the master calls, when he speaks, there's a renewing of life. There's a lifting up, and there is a restoration. In due time, God will lift you up. It ain't the end. It's not over. You might see death. You might see loss. You might feel loss. But Jesus said, that ain't not the end. That's not. I'm the life giver. I feel the Lord. I am the way maker. I'm still the need supplier. I'm still the lover of your soul. I'm still the healer, and I can heal broken hearts. I still feel the hungry with my goodness. I still pour out the water to the thirsty. Let's find a place to pray right now. God only knows where this went. I know that I wrote it by inspiration. Jesus, you're my everything. You're my all. And I bring my load. I bring every question. I bring it all to you, Lord. Every doubt. Oh, Jesus.
Run into the love of God. Flatwoods Homecoming, I guess it's Sunday. They start usually at 1 o'clock. 7 o'clock with Sunday.